Today is the 20th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget there is a Walking the Way prayer book which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way or you want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk. Or you can simply follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Almighty Father God, let me face what you send with the strength that you supply. When you prosper my undertakings, let me pay attention so that your word may prosper in my heart. When you call me to go through the dark valley, please don't let me persuade myself that I know a shortcut. Or don't let me refuse any opportunity of service which may offer itself today. Don't let me fall prey to any temptation that might lay in wait for me. Lord, don't let the sins of yesterday be repeated in the life of today. And don't let the life of today set an evil example for the life of tomorrow. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. 2 Samuel 12:7. Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul." In our chapter today, we continue with the fallout after David's affair with Bathsheba and David's arranging the killing of her husband Uriah. Nathan confronts David with what he's done, and then David repents and David is forgiven, but then David and Bathsheba's child pay the ultimate price for David's sin. And it got me thinking, why are we so blind to our failings? That's the question I found myself asking as I read through Nathan's conversation with David. I know Nathan was using a parable, but surely David must have had a clue that Nathan was referring to him. And in a sense, I find myself thinking about Jesus' words about planks and specks. How is it that we're so blind to our own shortfalls, but so quick to pick up on the shortfalls of others? And maybe the reason for our blind spots is that maybe we've lost our sense of our own sinfulness. In our rush to have God affirm us, because let's face it, that's what God is there for. He's there to affirm us, with my tongue very firmly in my cheek. Maybe we've lost that sense that we are nothing without the grace of God. And I'm not suggesting for a moment that we become all kind of guilt-ridden and morose. You know, we're not worried about Catholic guilt here. But maybe a healthy dose of self-reflection can help us see our own shortcomings. And to contrast that with the joy of knowing that we're forgiven, so that we're aware of our blind spots, but not completely obsessed by them. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 12.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New International Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel 12. The Lord sent Nathan to David. When he came to him, he said, "There were two men in a certain town, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a very large number of sheep and cattle, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it, and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Now a traveller came to the rich man, but the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the traveller who had come to him. Instead, he took the ewe lamb that belonged to the poor man and prepared it for the one who had come to him. David burned with anger against the man and said to Nathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this must die. He must pay for the lamb four times over because he did such a thing and had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave your master's house to you, and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you all Israel and Judah, and if that had been too little, I would have given you even more. Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now therefore the sword will never depart from your house, because you despised me, and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own. This is what the Lord says. Out of your own household I am going to bring calamity on you. Before your very eyes I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wives in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel." Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. But because by doing this you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die." After Nathan had gone home, the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife had borne to David, and he became ill. David pleaded with God for the child. He fasted and spent the nights lying in sackcloth on the ground. The elders of his household stood beside him to get him up from the ground, but he refused, and he would not eat any food with them. On the seventh day, the child died. David's attendants were afraid to tell him that the child was dead, for they thought, "While the child was still living, he wouldn't listen to us when we spoke to him. How can we tell him now that the child is dead? He may do something desperate." David noticed that his attendants were whispering among themselves, and he realized the child was dead. "Is the child dead?" he asked. "Yes," they replied, "he is dead." Then David got up from the ground. After he had washed, put on lotions, and changed his clothes, he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he went to his own house, and at his request they served him food and he ate. His attendants asked him, "Why are you acting this way? When the child was alive, you fasted and wept, but now that the child is dead, you get up and eat." He replied, "While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept. I thought, who knows? The Lord may be gracious to me and let the child live. But now he is dead, why should I go on fasting? Can I bring him back? I will go to him, but he will not return to me." Then David comforted his wife Bathsheba, and she went to her and made love to her. She gave birth to a son, and they named him Solomon. The Lord loved him, and because the Lord loved him, he sent word through Nathan the prophet to name him Jedidiah. Meanwhile, Job fought against Rabbah of the Ammonites and captured the royal citadel. Job then sent messengers to David saying, "I have fought against Rabbah and taken its water supply. Now muster the rest of the troops and besiege the city and capture it. Otherwise I will take the city and it will be named after me." So David mustered the entire army and went to Rabbah and attacked and captured it. David took the crown from their king's head, and it was placed on his own head. It weighed a talent of gold, and it was set with precious stones. David took the great quantity of plunder from the city, and bought out the people who were living there, consigned them to labor with saws and with iron picks and axes, and he made them work at brickmaking. David did this to all the Ammonite towns. Then he and his entire army returned to Jerusalem. we're going to have our second piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read in Scripture. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our local doctor's practices, our family doctors, our general practitioners, the people that we tend to see on a day-to-day basis. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for all doctors, nurses, and those who work in our local practices. May the receptionists be given patience. May the doctors and nurses serve their patients with grace and kindness. May they all understand that they serve the great physician. May they rejoice in the skills that you've given them, which enable them to bring hope, healing, and wholeness to those in their care. Heavenly Father, as they battle with bureaucracy, may simplified pathways be developed to speed up referrals and treatments. Lord, protect them from burnout and from abuse. And may they have your guidance, your support, your spirit in times of pain, when they're frustrated because their skills were not enough to prevent someone's permanent injury, disability, or death. Heavenly Father, bless each one of them, that they may be a blessing to others. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.